When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Accolades Conversations, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. In episode 3, I'm talking to British film director, DJ, and musician Dom Letts. Letts first came to prominence as the videographer for The Clash, directing several of their music videos. In 1984, Letts co-founded the band Big Audio Dynamite with Clash guitarist Mick Jones, acting as the group's sampler and videographer before departing the band in 1990. Letts also directed music videos for Musical Youth, The Psychedelic Furs, Funboy 3, The Pretenders, and Elvis Costello, as well as the feature documentaries The Punk Rock Movie from 1977 and The Clash Westway to the World from 2000. Don decided to give accolades to Jeanette Lee, a British music record executive, music manager, filmmaker, former musician, and a close friend of his. Jeanette was a retail worker at the Acme Attraction Store that, along with the sex boutique run by Malcolm McLaren and Vivian Westwood, was instrumental in spawning punk in the UK. In the 80s, she became a member of post-punk band Public Image, and nowadays she's the co-owner of British independent record label Rough Trade Records. Check out what Don had to say.
Yeah, hi, I'm Don Letts, filmmaker, DJ, radio broadcaster, and general man about town. And my choice for accolade is Jeanette Lee, someone who I was lucky enough to meet in my formative years. We're talking about, like, you know, when I was like 16, 17, 18, and crucial years in the formation of who I and she became. And we're a product of the vinyl generation. You know, we grew up at a time when music was the only source of information, alternative information, and alternative inspiration. And also, both being working class, we were into style and fashion, because style and music was the only means of expression, the only way we could form some kind of identity. So these were crucial elements as we were growing up, and we turned this shit into an art form. Luckily for me, we became an item in the mid-70s, just as the whole punk rock thing was exploding. And we were right there in the center of the punk rock universe. And I was initially hesitant about the whole shit, because I had my reggae thing going, and I was, I was all right. I had my, soundtrack for Rebellion. So I wasn't looking for anything else at that time. And reluctantly, she dragged me along to see, I think the first band I saw with a Clash changed my life. And it was through her that I got turned on to the whole punk rock thing. And I think it was her zest for life, experience. And she was always questioning things, never accepting anything on face value. That kind of inspired me to kind of get my shit together, you know what I mean? And we managed a shop called Acme Attractions from about 75 to about 78. And this was a really interesting place, because it was formed just as the punk rock thing was happening. And, you know, all the principal players would pass through the shop, drawn by the fashion and our mutual love of Jamaican music, it has to be said, because that was what I was playing down in the shop, hardcore Jamaican dub reggae. And you'd have people like John Lydon, or Rotten as he was known back then, passing through the Clash, the Slits, the Banshees, and other notable characters like Paddy Smith and Bob Marley and Deborah Harry. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, we experienced all that stuff at the same time together, an early stage of our life. And how do you forget shit like that? You know, from there we went on to working at the Roxy, where I was the DJ. And, you know, the whole shit unfolded in front of us. And I think we're a product of that punk rock thing in that we really got into the whole DIY thing, the whole DIY ethic, which I think is punk rock's greatest gift. So, you know, I wanted to pick up a movie camera and became Don Litz, the filmmaker. She went on to join a Public Image with John Lydon. And after a stint with them in about, what was it, 1987, was asked by Jeff Travis of Rough Trade Records to join the... He had to ask her twice. She didn't even jump at that on the first go. And from that point to this, she's been co-owner of Rough Trade Records and management. That's the label I'm talking about. And, you know, she's had a hand in bands like, you know, the Cranberries, Pulp, Spiritualized, Arcade Fire. I mean, too many to mention. You know, to this day, she's still doing her thing. And she's got fucking good taste. Has to be said. I mean, I'm honored to have been in her company and shared time with the woman. I'm trying to think, you know, and also, you know, you got to dig this. You know, she's become a major player in an industry that's still male dominated. You know, and she's been fighting that corner. Not as a plan, just by being who she is. She's been fighting that corner and holding that ground and, you know, and also passing that energy on with some of the acts that she signed, you know. Yeah, she's a trip.
Thank you, Don Letts, for a lesson in UK punk history. And on Rough Trade Records, one of my favorite labels in the world. On episode 4, I'm going to be talking to Mauro Pawlowski from Deus and Evil Superstars. Watch out, this one is going to be in Dutch. So for people who speak English, you can skip right away to episode 5, where I'm talking to Jason Lytle from Grandaddy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.